Part of the appeal of music known as electronica is its underground association. The music isn't usually played on top 40 radio stations. It's played in clubs, at parties, or at concerts, places you have to search out. But the music is quickly becoming mainstream. It's now heard on car commercials. A woman who calls herself the Angel is trying to bridge both worlds. She's produced a couple of movie soundtracks, but has chosen not to sign with a major label. The Angel, who doesn't like to reveal her real name, is also an anomaly because she's a woman in the male-dominated producer world. Her latest album is called No Gravity. I talked with her about why she decided to express herself through computers, samplers, and other electronic equipment instead of traditional musical instruments.
As a kid, I'd played piano and I'd always written little tunes for myself, but never thought I'd do this professionally. And I realized that with the help of the technology, I could actually do something much bigger than just play one instrument. So I literally, just through my own kind of hunger and interest in the technical side of things, got into programming, engineering, and later into producing.
How hard is it to be a woman in this business? I don't see many female producers, not many female DJs.
I certainly get that second guessing a lot more than any of my male counterparts would get. It's just a perception thing. The assumption is always that if you're a woman and you're making music, you have to be a singer. And it's one of the main reasons why I'm not singing on my album, because as soon as I sing one note, immediately the assumption is, oh, right, you sang on it. So who really did it? You know, who really produced this? Who really put the thing together? And it's like, look, you are looking at the person who put everything together, from the first note that was played to the entire arrangement to all of the programming, all of the engineering, everything.
Do you sample?
I do sample, but I tend to sample my own creations. So I will bring in musicians to do various things, and I will create a whole section or lots of sections of different types of instrumentation, whether it be horn sections or it could be horns and flutes and bass and drums and a whole bunch of things, and then I'll sample what I've recorded. In doing things the way that I do them and working with musicians in this way, we always get a very unique result, and it's something that not only inspires me, but it really inspires them, because very few people encourage them to work in this way. I get them doing all kinds of crazy things, like playing traditional instruments through all sorts of ridiculous effects, and then, you know, chopping up the performances and doing things with them that is just unconventional. We're not living a dream, reality prevail once again. So make we do the right thing with the little kids them. Cause I got enough power. Enough power. Enough power. There's a song on this album, Baltimore. It's a cover version of a song that I've loved ever since I was growing up. When I decided to cover it for this album, I discovered that it was actually written by Randy Newman, and I never knew that. In bringing someone like Mystic in to sing it, I really felt that she would do it justice, and I think that the song is just very melodic and very beautiful. A bit of a sad song, but it's universal in its appeal. There are certainly songs on the album that are a little bit, further to the left.
When you say further to the left, in musical terms, what does that mean?
It would be very trippy. It would just be much more experimental and even less mainstream.
And which song off this album would be on the left, as you put it?
I think No Gravity is kind of floating around to the left. Everything's got elements of something that I think people can immediately grasp. There are good, strong melodies in almost every song, like Destiny Complete, which is a really beautiful love song, and yet the version on my album is one in which she is rhyming the verses rather than singing them. Mystic rewrote her lyrics for it. I just think it's a really very open love song in a very unconventional way.
My way of loving you is like bullets in the rain. Ain't a single place to hide, I'll always see you again. You should really stop denying yourself of the sweeter things in life that can't be bought with wealth. Cause we're a priceless gift, undefined by reason. You should know, uncontrolled by seasons, I'd bleed myself into an eastern ocean, turn the world red to express my devotion.
Yeah, it's really hypnotic, and I guess you could have made it a typical love song, and it could have been, maybe it will be, a top 10 hit. But have you received any kind of pressure from the music industry to become more mainstream?
Not really, because I have chosen to do things independently right from a pretty early point in my career. I have managed to make my albums on my own, in my studio. It hasn't been easy, but at least I've been able to not have to succumb to pressures of like, well, where's the radio song? I mean, I'm certainly not in this industry to, you know, to become rich and famous. It's all about artistic expression for me.
The Angel, her new album, No Gravity, is being released today.